Describe an interesting neighbor cue card, sample answer 1. Introduction. We encounter a great deal of individuals in the journey of our lives, and some of them are fascinating. I've been fortunate enough to meet an intriguing neighbor, Mrs. Singh. How long have you known this neighbor?
I've known her since I was a young child.
We live next door to each other.
What sort of person is he, she?
She is a very wonderful lady.
She is a giving person who goes beyond her capacity to make other people's lives better.
She has no personal gain when working for the well-being of others.
How often do you see him, her?
I view her as my mentor, and because of her constant encouragement, I always resolve my disputes smartly and patiently.
And explain what kind of relationship you have with him, her, or explain why you consider this person to be an interesting neighbor.
Our relationship is one of mentor and mentee.
She gives me inspiration bursts that help me come up with workable answers to the urgent issues in my life.
Because she thinks beyond the box, I find her to be an interesting lady.
She finds original, unconventional answers to every issue.
For example, she encourages the children in the nearby slum area to read books and have a wealth of information.
She is also very concerned about the future of those poor children.
In order to address this problem, she goes and teaches those poor children whenever she gets time.
Conclusion.
All in all, Mrs. Singh is the most wonderful, helpful, and interesting neighbor in my colony.
Describe an interesting neighbor cue card, sample answer 2.
Introduction. The people who live next to us through good times and bad are our neighbors.
The landlord of the one-story building where I reside is right next door.
It is a Rajasthani family that follows many customs and traditions.
How long have you known this neighbor?
It has been my home for the past 2 years.
They made a kind gesture that pleased me when I approached them looking for a house.
Moreover, the home has an excellent architecture that brings back memories of our early years.
What sort of person is he, she?
They were quite collected and serene individuals.
The younger generation needs to be conscious of their wealth of knowledge regarding our history, culture, and natural cures for illnesses, among other topics.
They are consistently very helpful and encouraging.
How often do you see him, her?
As a medical professional, I was occupied with taking care of the patients.
There is less opportunity to spend time at their house.
But as a form of rejuvenation, we get together every day for walks in the morning and talk about a variety of issues.
They frequently offer advice to me on future plans and other things,
and explain what kind of relationship you have with him, her, or explain why you consider this person to be an interesting neighbor.
They treat me like a family member and make me part of their joyous celebrations of momentous occasions.
The finest aspect is that our traditions and values are being preserved and passed down to the next generation in this fast-paced environment.
My neighbor's life experiences, helpful demeanor, grounded nature, and knowledge about tradition greatly inspired me.
Conclusion.
Our nation is one of unity in variety.
Keeping positive relationships with individuals will allow us to discover a wealth of previously unknown information about language, culture, and other topics.
Describe an interesting neighbor cue card, sample answer 3.
Introduction. We all encounter individuals who possess qualities that make them fascinating and admirable.
I want to talk about a fascinating neighbor of mine today who has had a big influence on me.
This individual is Mrs. Malhotra, and she resides on 2 floors above our flat.
How long have you known this neighbor?
Despite having lived in the same building for a longer time, we have met quite rarely.
I have known her for the last 10 years.
What sort of person is he, she?
Mrs. Malhotra is a very hard-working lady who runs her own business.
As a fashion designer by trade, she is usually absorbed in her work.
How often do you see him, her?
I met her for the first time when I was trying to find my accessories for a costume party I was attending.
Wearing a costume, I was rushing from store to store, trying to find an item that would go with my ensemble.
Mrs. Malhotra observed that I was anxious and asked me why I was so worried.
I explained to her that since I had dressed like a witch, I required the appropriate headpiece. She was able to make me a hat in a matter of minutes. I was astounded by her ability to string a hat together with a piece of cloth, some glitter, and black cardboard paper. Her reaching out to me at a moment of distress made me feel so very grateful. Mrs. Malhotra and I began interacting more after that incident. Explain what kind of relationship you have with him, her, or explain why you consider this person to be an interesting neighbor. We are both passionate about clothing and talk about all the little details. Mrs. Malhotra has an impeccable understanding of clothing in general and studied fashion in Milan, Italy. She consistently puts together a memorable ensemble since she is well aware of which fabric to use for what situation. She is an accomplished seamstress as well as a committed mentor. She takes care of my fashion questions every time I run to her. Conclusion. Undoubtedly, she is the most interesting neighbor I have ever encountered since she is constantly full of fresh, practical ideas. Her passion for her work is genuinely admirable, and she motivates me to improve myself every day. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-Up Questions. Question: Do you think good neighbors are important? Why, how, why not? Answer: Since they are our family outside of our biological family, good neighbors are important. Neighbors are the first people who can keep us company when we're lonely and need some help in case of emergency. The first people who can assist us when we are ill and need to visit the hospital are our neighbors. Moreover, they are the first to rush to our aid when we have visitors and need assistance. Question: What are the qualities of a good neighbor? What qualities would you like your neighbors to have? Answer: Among the many essential traits of a good neighbor are friendliness, civility, helpfulness, and reliability. A pleasant neighbor is approachable, easy to chat with, and may make the community feel safe and welcoming. Being considerate of others' personal space, belongings, and privacy is part of being respectful. Whether it's a simple task or a serious situation, a kind neighbor is willing to help. Building connections requires being trustworthy, particularly while living close to one another. In the end, a good neighbor is someone who is responsible, courteous, and compassionate towards other members of the community. Question: Do most Indian people know their neighbors? Answer: Well, I'm not sure in this sense. People who reside in villages are familiar with their local area due to their friendly nature. If not, I may remark that people who reside in metropolitan areas hardly ever know the people who live next door. The reason for this is that their hectic schedules prevent them from interacting with their neighbors. Question: What are some qualities of a good community? Answer: A community that makes people feel included, safe, and supported is a good one. A healthy community possesses a number of attributes, such as cooperation, trust, respect, and a feeling of belonging. Social capital, or the networks, standards, and values that promote collaboration and coordination between individuals and groups, is another attribute of a good community. People in a good community are willing to lend a hand to one another and cooperate to find solutions to issues. A healthy community also gives its members the chance to join in social and civic activities, which promotes a sense of empowerment and involvement. Last but not least, a good community is one that welcomes individuals from all backgrounds and identities and is inclusive and diverse. Question: In India, are there any facilities for improving relations between neighbors? Answer: There is no need for special facilities to bring neighbors together because Indian culture is so rich that if they follow the traditions and cultural norms, they will naturally come together. In India, culture is the greatest asset, and festivals play a very important role in neighbor relations. By celebrating all the festivals together, neighbors develop good bonds with each other. Question: What kind of neighbors don't you like? Answer: I dislike those who are ill-mannered. Our neighbors must respect our privacy and refrain from intruding. This kind of behavior is unacceptable. It is unacceptable to be among people who constantly argue over trivial matters. Question: How do you remain connected with your neighbors? Answer: We are unable to consistently meet with them due to our busy routine and job commitments. However, in order to stay in touch, We've formed a group so that we can communicate and talk about different things. We even use calls and messages to arrange meetings, organize trips, and send greetings on special events like festivals and birthdays to maintain harmony amongst our colony members. Aside from this, we promptly notify the authorities of any strange activity taking place in the area.